Wealth is a mindset. I created this podcast because you can't learn something that you don't talk about. Wealth Chats is where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with our weekly Wealth Chats.
Welcome back, 99% Tribe. I am your host, Queenie Wei, aka the Chaos Harmonizer. I'm a financial advisor, CFP candidate, author, and investor. So last year, we talked a lot about wealth mindset, how to think about money, and how to see money as a tool. This year, we're going to be diving more into the trenches of how you're actually going to implement this. We started just a little bit of this when we started season two, which were lessons and stories. And this year, we are going to be focusing on execution, which is honestly my favorite part. Because if you're just learning and if you're just listening to this information, learning it, but not actually doing anything with it, it is not going to help your financial future. So for those that have been listening, I apologize. I know I've been away. I took some time off and our whole family got sick, COVID negative, thankfully, but we are back. Rest assured, we are back on our weekly schedule. And today we are going to dive into probably one of the questions that I get asked the most, which is how to use investing fundamentals to start building wealth so that anyone can do it. The first thing we need to define is what are fundamentals when it comes to investing. If you're not sure what some of these are or you haven't heard this before, go to our previous episodes where we talk more in depth about how to think of this, where to start seeing money as a tool, because if you haven't gotten over that hurdle yet, you'll want to do that first. This is more so for people who are ready to get started. Like, they're not looking for the basic information anymore. But this year is going to be for people who have some of the basic information and really are just confused or extremely overwhelmed with the information so that they're scared to start implementing. There's a difference. So if you're not there yet, no worries. I got you. Go back to the first two seasons and listen to those podcast episodes so you have the context. Because here going forward, it's pretty much straight execution with a bit of mindset and thinking, because it is a habit and it's something you are going to have to practice in order to nail. So when I look at investing fundamentals, one of the first things is, what are you investing for? Now, these are going to be tied directly to your goals. And we use the SMART financial goals to set this framework. So you can have a lot of goals. You can have a goal for retirement, a goal for paying off debt, really a goal for anything, a goal for buying a new car, buying a house, whatever that is. We use the SMART financial goal framework to lay the base. Okay, so that's step one in your foundation. Step two, once you have your goal, is looking at your timeline. Is it realistic? Because it's one thing to set a goal. But if, let's say, you set a goal to save $30,000 in the next year, so from January 1st, 2022 to December 31st of 2022. Now, that might be doable given your current state of finances, but is it going to be straining? Because if it's going to be straining you, it may not be the best goal. Because remember, any obstacles that we hit while we're trying to implement these goals is going to slow us down, unless you have like the discipline of a steel man, or I don't even know what reference I'm going for here. But unless you are a pro at discipline, all of the challenges you're going to be facing are actually going to add time delays to your goal. So instead of not being able to hit a target, I'd rather you start smaller so that you're hitting the target, because it's practice that you're building, not necessarily the end goal. The end goal is nice, but the practice and the habits are actually what is going to get you there. Money is no different. So I know this doesn't sound like much like investing, but these are investing fundamentals. You need to know what you're investing for. Everything that you hear about high risk, high return, low return, none of it matters if you don't know what you're investing for. If you do not have an end goal, it's worthless. It doesn't matter what you're investing for, because you could be, let's say you have a Wealthsimple or a Robinhood account. You put in a few thousand dollars, maybe you're invested a little bit in crypto, maybe a little bit in ETF, maybe a little bit in stock. That's great. You now technically can say you have a portfolio, but what are you investing for? Where is all that money going? What do you intend to do with that money? So investing fundamental number one is actually just understanding. It's understanding the landscape. It's understanding the game boards. So in chess, for example, it's understanding the pieces. Before you can understand how to move the pieces, you need to know what the pieces are and where you're going. So if I'm using the game of chess analogy, my objective is to win the game. So it is to take out the king. Now, how am I going to do that? So for those of you that already have a portfolio started, your step is going to be, what am I using this money for? Because if your portfolio is 80% cryptocurrency, but you don't have an emergency fund established, your fundamentals are a little wonky, right? Because cryptocurrency is highly volatile. I'm not saying don't do it. I made over 200% in less than 30 days, actually in less than a week, back in between November and December. But let's be honest, I might have made 200% returns. However, it has actually dropped about 80, 90%. Did that mean I lost money? No, because I'm still ahead of where I originally was. But don't take the initial return of what you're seeing as gospel, right? What I'm trying to say is don't take that return as something that is going to last. The only way a return will last for you is if you pull it out right then and there. Because if you didn't pull out your money and it goes down, then technically you didn't have a 200% return. Kind of following where I'm going with this. Let's say you're someone who has their emergency fund ready. You have a short-term savings, a buffer fund, a maintenance fund. Like, you have your finances in order and you're just trying to invest to make some additional income. Okay, great. My first question to you is, how much additional income are you looking for? Because that'll make a difference, right? If you're looking for money to come in every single month, almost guaranteed, you may be looking at REITs, which are real estate investment trusts. Or maybe you're thinking long-term, I don't need the money right now every month, but I want to have a really big return 10 years out. Maybe that's ETFs and individual company stocks. So these are the three things you want to start looking at when we're talking investing fundamentals for the objective of building your wealth. And anyone can do this, because what are the three things? Again, they are, number one, what are you investing for? Number two, what do you currently have in your portfolio? And if you don't have one, you would just leave this part blank. You would still do step one. Don't skip it, because that is probably one of the most crucial things, is knowing why and what you're investing for. Okay? And then step three is really just looking at your portfolio. Are you going to meet your goals? If you have ETFs, what is it going to be for? What is it going to be used for? And when do you plan to pull it out? These three steps are essentially what is going to give you your landscape. You are setting the board up in chess. That is what these three steps are doing. This is why they're fundamentals. And it's also why anyone can do it. Now, you know I can't cover everything in this one episode, fresh off the bat, but we are coming out of the gate. So next week, We're actually going to talk about getting into cryptocurrency, blockchain, NFT space. So until next time, go kick some ass, guys. Take care.
This has been Wealth Chats, where the money conversations happen with no shame. Level up your financial literacy game with us each week as we dive deeper into the wealth mindset. Join our free Facebook group as well, Financial Literacy for the 99%. Make sure to like and subscribe for more. Take care.